I want to bring in former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendoffer now. She has been following this case along with us as we learn new details and developments. Jennifer, as always, good to see you. You say you were surprised that the coroner came out today and released these details about the autopsy. Why is that?
I was surprised what can happen considering that move. Specifically, now we know that it was strangulation, throttling. And that is just so significant for down the road as witnesses come forward, as people are providing information regarding details that could lead up to this strangulation point. In other words, did they find out it was a strangulation by what the coroner said, or did they have separate information that they knew prior to this release?
I'm curious, Jennifer, do you think that the FBI was on board with the coroner releasing this information today, that they were working in tandem with one another?
I don't believe working in tandem per se on the coroner's decision, but it's obviously the coroner's, you know, he's delegated that authority to make that decision. Thank goodness he is kept in check, if you will, by Wyoming state law, that he could only release so much, and that was the specific cause of death and no further details, thankfully.
Well, and he went into the fact that he isn't required by law to release any details. So the fact that he was coming out and speaking and releasing anything and then taking it a step further and answering questions from the media, many found surprising. Could this be a sign, though, based on your experience in the FBI, that the FBI may be closing in on Brian and having this information may be helpful?
I believe the reason he came forward, he intimated during his interview. He was calling the circumstances regarding this autopsy a media circus. He seemed a little bit irritated, at least from my view, as to all the attention that is on this case. And I think he wanted to relieve some of the pressures from the media as well as the public by getting out there what his office had decided as the cause of death.
So since you bring that up, I want to remind people of what the coroner said, and Brian had this in his piece as well, but let's play that soundbite from the coroner today, where he seems to discuss domestic violence cases, other cases out there that have gotten a lot of attention, or not gotten as much attention as the Gabby Petito case. Let's listen to this.
Fortunately, this is only one of many deaths around the country people who are involved in domestic violence. And it's unfortunate that these other deaths did not get as much coverage as this one. I'm assuming that because the deceased was a blogger, that this received more coverage than others. But there are a lot of both men and women who have lost their lives that aren't covered with this kind of media attention.
So it didn't appear, Jennifer, there was a lot of time for the reporters to follow up in the Zoom setting of this press conference, but this did not get missed in terms of the social media attention. A lot of people noticed that he said that. So based on what you heard right there, do you think that that piece of information slipped? Did it reveal more about Brian's potential involvement in Gabby's death than he may have intended to let go forward?
I think he slipped. I think he slipped by saying that, and that more closely pointed the needle toward Brian.
And if you are in the FBI right now and you're leading this investigation and you heard the coroner say that, what do you do now?
Well, they're going to continue doing what they were doing, and that is running a two-pronged investigation. Number one, they are looking for Brian Laundry. And there is a full-fledged fugitive investigation that is being followed right now. Secondly, they are going to be investigating who murdered Gabby Petito. And they are putting together all the different facets of the information they have right now. And the huge piece that they were just able to add is all the information from that autopsy report. And remember, the coroner did mention DNA.
DNA. Okay, so DNA taken from Gabby's remains. What do they do with that DNA now? How do they compare it? How does it help piece this puzzle together?
That's going to be turned over to the FBI, and they're going to use that to draw comparisons to other DNA that have been found on evidence in this case and at the crime scene.
How about what he said in terms of the timeline? 3 to 4 weeks, her remains were found after she had been killed. What stood out to you about what we learned today and how that impacts the timeline of events as we know them?
I think it is so significant because we know Brian Laundry returned on the 1st. So the 1st does not give the proper time for him not to have been with her during this homicide.
So if you are in charge, do you go back to the Laundry family based on what you heard from the coroner today? And are you able to glean any new information from them if some of these timeline and events are not adding up?
The parents are not cooperative. They're not cooperative. They are still represented by an attorney. They have made no overtures other than going to the reserve to look at a couple of trails. No overtures that they're willing to provide information. They still are underneath the cloak of that attorney. And I don't see them coming out from that cloak because of their Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination. And I believe if they come out, they will incriminate themselves.
And the attorney was quick to respond after the coroner came out today and released what he did, basically saying Brian is a person of interest. He is not a suspect in Gabby's death. The timing of his response, did you find that interesting, or did it answer any questions for you or raise any?
No, I think he had that prepared and ready to roll. So I believe they found the information out at the same time that all of us did. And I believe he had a prepared statement ready to shoot out.
This was a big development today in terms of learning more about how Gabby died. And it was heartbreaking to think about those final moments. It has been a month, however, since this has all been going on, and we are receiving very little information day to day. In terms of the public's pressure on this case, is that helping moving forward to keep this in the spotlight and keep investigators going?
It is very helpful to have the media involved to this degree. And this is why. Different information that we would never get, we meaning them, the FBI, they would not be privy to but for these clues coming forward through the media and this media pressure. So I think the media being out there and putting forward these facts and this information is only helpful for providing more leads to the FBI to follow up on. That's crucial for this not becoming cold.
What do you make of the fact that it seems as though the search in the reserve, that swampy mess in Florida, it's not happening anymore, at least not at the intensity that it was a few days, a week ago?
I'm not surprised. I did not believe him to be at that reserve. I think the FBI had to do everything in their power with local law enforcement to make sure that they covered all their bases, that he was not there. But by them opening the reserve, I think that that is a clear sign that they're not going to open the reserve when they believe a possible murderer is there.
Jennifer, I've got one final question for you. And I spoke with a fugitive last night here on Prime, and he said, in order to stay on the run, you need allies. Do you think right now Brian Laundry has allies who are helping him stay hiding?
I do. I think his attorney is an ally. I think his parents are an ally. And that's all he needs.